Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Welcome, good evening to Tuesday Night Prayers. Tag and tell a friend, like, subscribe, and share this broadcast. We are here again on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here at Flawed and Free, where we deliver and set the captives free. Glory be to God. We go forth in strategy and strategic prayer. We partner with the Holy Spirit in all that we do here to manifest the kingdom of heaven into the earth. And so I'm always excited to partner with other kingdom sisters and brothers in Christ so that we can dismantle the powers of darkness, the principalities, and the powers of this world. Glory be to God. So there is strength in numbers. There is power in numbers. And so as we enter into God's presence, as we prepare to petition God's throne, make sure that you are partnered, ready, and willing, open to receive, not only to receive, but to pour out. Pour out your all. Give him your all. Let's have an exchange and an encounter with God, one that will bring forth the manifestations of God's kingdom, of God's purpose, of God's identity, of God's will, all of the things we are seeking and searching for. For the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto us. Sometimes we don't even know what we should pray for, but men ought always to pray, my God. We are to pray without ceasing. Pray when we don't feel like it. Pray, pray, pray. I'm telling you, the life of an intercessor carries much greater movement than any other gift or talent that you can use, or any gift or talent that God will give you in this earth, in this time. It is God's design and desire to commune with you, to partner with you, to manifest himself, and for you to move in your divine kingdom authority in the earth. And so we come together on Tuesday nights for corporate prayer, and we yoke our faith with the kingdom of heaven, and we just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Good evening, Prophet Jawoski. Good evening. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining. I want to say hello to you guys that are coming on YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. Make sure you tag and tell a friend. Click the notification bell so that you know when we are live. We're live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, thank you, Sierra. Thank you. Yeah, I've been in California. I did soak up a little sun in California. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, yes. Krista G. Essence. Hello to our Freedom Fighter family. Hello, hello. Ashley G., Sierra, Stephanie, Jose, Keisha. Good evening, Keisha. Good evening, Saints. I do have the glow of the Lord. Listen, I'm here for this glow y'all talking about. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. It's got to be that. Yes, yes, yes. I can't say that it could be anything else. Glory be to God. So tonight, this month, actually, we will be dismantling mental warfare, mind warfare, warfare of the mind, as this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so if you missed last week, go back and check out last week's broadcast. We went after the spirit of double-mindedness, and we came after bipolar diagnosis and disease. And so we'll see, the Lord is speaking tonight about negative inner vows and intrusive thoughts and self-sabotage. Self-sabotage and negative inner vows and whatever else is on the mind of the Holy Ghost tonight. So we're just going to open ourselves up and proceed in prayer. Hello, Alana. Hello, Ashley. Hello, how are you? How are you? Hello, as you guys are logging in and coming in over here on TikTok. I want to just quickly speak to the mind of Christ. And as last week we were binding our mind to the mind of Christ, I want to pray this scripture and read the scripture in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. I think I'll take it down to, we could read it all the way down to 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. If somebody will put that in the chat, I'll read that in the KJV version. And I may be able to pull up the Amplified as well. We'll read it in another version. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. 5 through 11. Verse 5 through 11. Yeah, we'll go all the way through. I'm kind of highlighting it here. It's going to really break this down for you tonight as we prepare to pray. The mind of Christ, the mind of Christ in exchange, right? As we go forth and as we service this altar in prayer tonight, as priests of God, as priests, as we're called to be prophets, priests, and kings, we are called to service and to partner with the Holy Spirit in prayer. One of the things that I've spoken about in with altars in the past, or if you've heard myself or maybe others minister about altars, there is an exchange. There's evil altars and there's godly altars, but nonetheless, there should always be an expectation of exchange. There should always be an encounter and an expectation of that. And it's sad how the demonic realm, the satanic realm, knows it very well. They don't have a problem praying all night, praying all day. It's the same of God that get fatigued in prayer, get tired of prayer, don't want to pray. But the powers that be, the powers of darkness, pray. They pray. They come together in their covens, right? They come together, even though we're called to covenant with God, to pray and to commune with God. There are witch covens, witches and warlocks, and they're committed to prayer. So as saints and sons of God, we should be just as, if not more, committed to servicing our altars and entering into the presence of God. It should not be a loathsome task. It should not be a burdensome task. You should be excited about entering into the presence of God and partnering with him in prayer. This should not be anything that causes you to feel burdened. Okay. Sometimes our spirits will feel grieved and God will bring us to grieve. It's the Holy Spirit that's indwelling in us that will call us to grieve within an area, within a topic, or for us to feel the weight of God's burden or God's concern or care in a matter. Not necessarily the same, but as we go before the Father and as we petition his throne, we should be expectant to receive, not only to give, but also to receive and to have an exchange with God. So our altars right? We should be asking, especially in this month, as we're dismantling this mental health awareness and mental health issues and concerns. If you follow me for any length of time, I've always made note of the fact that a lot of the things that we're dealing with are not just the sins of ourselves, but the iniquities of our families and our bloodlines that we've inherited. And it has skewed our mindset. It has skewed our mindset. Some of our experiences, some of our encounters have skewed the way that we think, the way that we look, the way that we process and filter the things that are happening in our lives. And so it starts first in the mind. It goes from the mind to the mouth, from the mouth to your members. And so as we go forth in prayer, just remember that a lot of times you can actually arrest the thought, as we're coming against intrusive thoughts tonight and thoughts of self-sabotage and even actions of self-sabotage. Most of the time it starts and it ends with self, because the enemy cannot stop God's plan. The enemy cannot thwart God's destiny for your life, but he can get you in your own thoughts and your own actions and in your own words. He can get you to then come into agreement and or break agreement, so that he can then, as a disembodied spirit, take over, right? And allow, as a Christian, he can't take over. You give him access. You give him the ability, unless you don't have the Holy Ghost. But you actually give way. You give way through the agreement and or disagreement with God and the agreement with the enemy, to allow him to then deposit and impart his position and his authority and his assignment against God. And so it may be you performing the action and or the deed itself, but it is only because you have given the enemy the access and the authority. And so God has authority and access over the believer. So if you are truly a believer, the enemy should not have this type of power over your life. But it starts first in the mind. So what he does is he begins to attack the mind. He begins to lie to you. He begins to bring forth maybe deception, all sorts of things, and begin to get you to settle in or to agree with things that are untrue. This is why we got to meditate on the word. The more you hear the word, the more you meditate and pray, the more you can discern God versus not God. And so our goal and focus is to have the mind of Christ. So regardless of what's happening, we know the word of God says that we can rebuke and resist the enemy and he has to flee. And so you must first learn how to recognize that it's him, so that you can then exercise your right and your authority to resist and rebuke the enemy and he must leave. And so it starts in your mind. And so once you give room to the enemy in your mind, it's only a matter of time before it moves to your mouth and before you're cursing your mouth, right? Cursing out of your mouth, and you're saying, I will never do this. I will never have that. This will never work. My life is worthless. I'm useless. I will never be used by God. You know, whatever it is that he's spoken to you, whatever lies he's spoken, you must dismantle it first in your mind. And so I urge people to always, as they're praying and petitioning God in the morning when they wake up, that they command their day, that you command your day and your mind to align, that you command your mind and your movement and your mouth to align in agreement with what God's word says. What does God's word say to you? What is he saying to you about your life, about your destiny, about your purpose? And so when you start to allow Satan and his minions and his messengers to speak things, to decree things, to declare things that are contradictory, and you believe those things, at some point you will begin to speak either for or against with the things that God has spoken in and over your life. It depends on who are you listening to. And so binding your mind to Christ is very important, because we want to have the mind in Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11, it says, let this mind, I'm reading first out of KJV, and then we'll read it in the Amplified version as we prepare to pray. But it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6 says, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. What name is that? That name is Jesus. And so verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So we know the underworld, the other world, the nether world exists, right? We see even in the scripture, it says that everything in heaven and everything in the earth and everything under the earth, in hell, right? So every demon, everything that is contending with your life, they must bow at the name of Jesus. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so we should not be yielding to the will of the enemy, because Jesus Christ, his name alone, his name is above every name, has given us the ability and the authority to speak, to decree and to declare, and to walk in the fullness of God. For the same mind that God gave Jesus, he said that it is also in us. Let's go back and look at the Amplified, which is going to break this down even more. So our ability to bind our minds to Christ, to remind yourself, to bind your mind, that it is the mind of Jesus that you need so that you can begin to break down, to dismantle, and to destroy whatever the enemy is planting in your head, whatever he is saying, those intrusive thoughts and those things that have gotten in your way and caused you to sabotage your own destiny. Let that not be you. Today, we're going to pray over your mind in Jesus' name. Verse 5 says, have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility, who, although he existed in the form and unchanging essence of God, as one with him, possessing the fullness of all the divine attributes, the entire nature of deity, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped or asserted, as if he did not already possess it. My God, listen, or was afraid of losing it. Verse 7, but emptied himself without renouncing or diminishing his deity, but only temporarily giving up the outward expression of divine equality and his rightful dignity. God gave up his divinity. God gave up everything just so that he could come and be a servant. Just so that he could come and encounter this world and experience as 100% God and 100% man. But God has placed that same mind, that same heart, and even the divine of Jesus in you to be able to dethrone the enemy and his plans against you. And so we see it says, by assuming the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, he became completely human, but was without sin, being fully God and fully man. After he was found in terms of his outward appearance as a man for a divinely appointed time, he humbled himself still further by becoming obedient to the Father to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also, because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And that every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of God the Father. We give God glory today for the name of Jesus. For in his name, we are able to dethrone and dispossess all powers of the enemy, and even to possess the promises of God that reside in heaven. For it is in his name. So tonight, as we are praying in Jesus' name, we believe by faith, we receive by faith, we move, we align our minds to the mind of the Father, the mind of Jesus Christ. For let this mind be in you. For the word of God says, let this mind be in you. Glory be to God, which was also in Christ Jesus. We bind our minds tonight, Father God. We bind our minds, our mouths, and our members with you, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we give you our minds tonight, even when our minds are wondering. How many of us have had wondering minds? Are you an excessive daydreamer? Are you someone that lives in fantasy? Are you someone that can't seem to focus? You maybe even been diagnosed with ADD or attention deficit, right? Attention deficit disorder, ADHD. How many people have claimed these diagnoses? I have attention deficit disorder. I have trouble focusing. I can't seem to sit more than 15 minutes before I'm distracted. If that is you today, repent and renounce of every single distraction, of every single thing that has allowed your mind to wander, that has allowed your mind to go wayward. Father, we repent tonight. We renounce, Father God, for the inability to focus, to move in the clarity and the vision as visionaries of God. Father, as the creatives of God, Father God, that we cannot be intentional with our intimacy with you because we are distracted by the woes of the day, by the wiles of the devil, by the woes of this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask you today that whatever has arrested our minds that was not sent from you, that's not from you, that has not glorified you, that does not uplift your holy name, whatever it is, Father God, that causes us worry, whatever it is that has kept us from believing and walking by faith and not by sight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask that you will remove the veil, for as the veil has been torn, you have given us access to the resources and the riches and the rewards of heaven, the treasures, Father God, the mysteries of heaven, the signs and miracles and wonders of heaven, Father God, for there is nothing that resides that in heaven that we do not have, that we cannot possess, Father, in the name of Jesus. So Father, today we just ask that you will search our minds, search our hearts, Father. Father, we just ask as we go forth today that every single intrusive thought, every negative inner thought and inner vow, every oath that we have taken before God, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly, and even the ones and the things that maybe even our families have spoken through curses and generational curses and word curses. If you are one that struggles with cursing, for blessings, it should come from your mouth. For we give you, Father, the fruit of our lips. Father, if the fruit of our lips has not bore good fruit, not in season, out of season, or whatever season you may be in, wherever you may be in your mind, in your heart, in this time, in this hour, and even if you see the minds of those that are around you, Father God, for good moral characters can be corrupted with bad company. If it's bad company that you must remove yourself from, because as you, through association, you can associate yourself, you can allow yourself to be implanted in environments that would then begin to plant seeds that do not bear good fruit. So if you're around people who are cursing all the time, if you're around, it could be a family member, it could be a sister, it could be a sibling, it could be your mother, it could be your father, I don't care who it is, if these people people and these persons and these environments and wherever you have allowed yourself to engage and to commune in your atmosphere, I would ask you today to ask the Lord, listen, where should I be? Where should I go? Should I be separate? Should I be creating boundaries with these conversations? Who do you allow into your ear gates? Who do you allow? What are you watching? What on social media? We love to watch reels. We love to listen to music. What kind of music are you listening to? Is it something that's bringing some sort of repetition of that contradicts God's destiny for you? How many times we might have enjoyed the lyrics or the beat or something, and we wake up listening to music, go to bed listening to music? What is it? I would ask you tonight to invite the Holy Spirit into your atmosphere. Invite him into tonight's prayer. Invite him into your mind. Invite him into your heart, into your soul. And just ask the Lord, Lord, search me, cleanse me, wash me. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my mouth. I give you my mind. I give you my members. I give you my marriage. I give you my friendships. I give you my relationships. I give you all that I am, all that I will be, all that I am to become. Father, in the name of Jesus, that whatever it may be that does not please you, for we live to please God and not man. We live to please God and not man. So if you are concerned about the thoughts of another more than the thoughts of your Father, take this time right now as we're going forth and preparing our hearts, as we are moving from the outer courts to the inner courts, and as the Lord invites us into the Holy of Holies and to the holy place with him, as the presence of God begins to pour out in prayer over tonight, just begin to just take off the garments, those filthy garments of your mind, the things that have covered your mind in the name of Jesus, the things that you've allowed to be shielded over your heart, that you are not able to see the goodness of Jesus, the gospel of God, where you saw more of the negative, you saw more of what you didn't have and versus what you have versus what you have. Like, what has God spoken? What has God said to you? What has God promised you? Some of you have allowed them negative thoughts and these negative vows and these oaths that you've spoken, or even others have spoken over your life, to take root and bear fruit. So tonight, just begin to search your heart. Allow the Lord to search and filter through your heart. We perceive and we receive based on our ability. Hear the Holy Spirit speaking of the filter. What does your filter look like in the realm of the Spirit? What does your filter look like? Is it muddy and clogged and dirty? Is it full of the woes and the wiles and the concerns and everything that you feel like you can't achieve, that you will never see, that you will never know? Like, what has been said? What have you spoken? What has someone else said over you that you need to now burn up with the fire of the living God? What does your filter look like? Your filter should be the Holy Spirit. Your filter is your heart. Your filter, what have you clogged up in your heart? Because your mind has allowed all of these negative things and these intrusive thoughts to then formulate into self-sabotage, where God has sent you maybe a divine partner, a divine friendship, right? But you were moved, you were maybe afraid that this person would stab you in the back, or I can't trust them because I've had trust issues, because people have said things and done things to me in the past. So I don't know about this church. I don't know about this parent or this person or this place. Like, have you sought the Lord? Have you asked him about the people and the persons and all of these things that you may have connected your own self to that is hindering God's plan plan and God's purpose and your destiny for your life. I would implore you today that even before, as we continue to go forth in prayer, repent and renounce of those things now. Repent and renounce of those relationships. Repent and renounce of those ill intents and those motives, those poor motives for connecting with certain friends. Maybe you thought, well, this is someone that's pretty. This is someone that can take me to the next level. This is someone that, but you put a person above God. Repent for the idolatry. Repent for when you were supposed to be praying, but instead you went online to listen to your favorite preacher or your favorite sermon. And I know this isn't the most popular thing that people want to do because it causes them to look inward. It's not just you showing up to Tuesday night prayer and me just casting out demons and praying prophecy and healing you. This takes work. This takes those man in the mirror moments. This takes those Michael Jackson moments where you just have to really unpack. You have to really unlearn to learn. You really have to just be sincere and genuine and transparent with God in prayer and say, God, what is it? What is it that is keeping me? What is it? Why is my mind always stuck in these evil cyclic patterns going over and over and over and over? Old scenarios and old situations and old friendships that died a long time ago. And you're still replaying these things in your mind. You're replaying what you was gonna say, what you should have said. What I should have said to them was this. What I was gonna say was that. I should have said it this way. I should have said it that way. You know what? When I see them the next time, you know what? When this time comes back around again, you know what? When I get another opportunity to be in a friendship relationship, or when I get a new man, a new boyfriend, when I get me a new job, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to say. But have you one time asked God what was on his mind? What was on his mind? My God, repent for selfishness. Repent, because you never even once asked the creator, like, what is on your mind? And God, whatever is on your mind, let this mind be in you, be in me. The word says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But let this mind be in you. Let his mind be in you. Let his mind be in you. I guarantee you that your life will run smoother. I guarantee you that whatever has been latched on and holding on to you will leave you. I guarantee you that when you start moving in the mind of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that not a devil in hell will be able to hang on and hold on. Because that word, that mind, when you start moving in the mind of Christ, everything else follows. That means whatever you are saying, whatever you speak, you have no choice but to speak life. You have no choice but the move in the resurrection power of God. You have no choice but to activate and to move in God's divine work and will and destiny, because God's mind can only move one way. God's mind can only manifest himself. God's mind can only manifest what's in heaven. God's mind, because that's where God lives. That's where God resides. That's the domain and the dominion that God has given you. So if you ask God for anything else, yes, you may be confused. You may need clarity. You may not understand what's going on in your life. You may not see, you might be at a crossroad needing to make a decision in your life. You might be at the fork in the road, not knowing if you should go right, not knowing if you should go left. But if you just take a moment and you say, Lord, let your mind be in you, in me. Let your mind be in me. Let your mind, I bind my mind today to the mind of Christ Jesus. And everything that I need to know, everything that will be revealed, everything I need to see, everything I need to take hold of, everything that I need to know, whatever decisions, whatever agreements, whatever disagreements, that if I be in you and you be in me, I can't make a wrong decision. I can't go left. I can only go right. I can only manifest your will because my mind is bound to you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind our minds to you and we decree and declare that whatever is not of you, whatever has not come from you, whatever has not been spoken over our life, whatever has not been written in the scrolls over our life, we reject it, we reverse it, we dismantle it, we destroy it, we annihilate it, we dethrone it, we dispossess. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every enemy in your home that is influencing you, that is influencing your mind, every enemy that is in your household, that is in your children even, let's cover the minds of our children. Even our children, not just our own minds. We bind our minds. And if you're married, bind your spouse's mind to the mind of Christ. If you have a family member, a friend, a sibling, or someone, put their name in the chat right now as the Holy Spirit searches the names. We ask, Holy Ghost, that you will bind your mind right now to their minds, that you will bind their minds. I bind the mind of Christ to Zion, to Xavier, to Lanaya. I bind their minds right now, and I decree and declare that no ill spoken word, not one negative inner vow, not one intrusive thought, not one attack of sabotage or self-sabotage will enter the minds of man, will enter the minds of my mother and my father, will be able to enter the minds of my children, my grandchildren, Aslan, in the name of Jesus. I cover every single mind right now on this live. For those that will listen and watch the replay, I bind the minds of the men and the women of God, but with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover their minds in the blood. I cover every mind in the blood. In the name of Jesus, Father God, any evil transfers, every evil transfer that may have been passed down from my mother's house, from every evil transfer that may have been passed down from my father's house, that have been generationally inherited, passed down to me, passed down to my children and future children, whether you have children or not, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every evil transfer that has been implanted and imparted in the minds and the mouths and the members and the bodies in the future of our families, Father God, in Jesus' name, that it will die today by fire. By fire in the name of Jesus. Loose us, oh God. Loose every mind from bondage. Loose every mind from bondage. For every person that has been born in this world, that there was some sort of mental illness or diagnosis that you were diagnosed with as a child. It could be autism. It could be ADD. It could be ADHD. It could be ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. It could be anything that has been spoken, decreed, diagnosed that is contrary to what God has said that was imparted to you, whether it was in your mother's womb, whether it was through the birth canal, whether it was through just inheritance, or whether it was time activated and time released for a certain time. But there are some demonic spirits, and there are some assignments and some attachments that are time released for a certain time. So for some people, it might have been 5 years old, 6 years old. For some people, it might have been released in puberty. It might have been around your teenage years. It might have been when you begin to move in a mindset of rebellion and a mindset of rejecting authority, and you began to one day and for many years be amicable and be generous and kind, and then all of a sudden you switch. There was a switch that occurred. There was something that took place. There was an evil exchange that you encountered, and it might have been through betrayal. It might have been through some sort of disappointment. It might have been through some broken relationship. It may be through some soul tie. It may be through something and or someone you respected or honored. It may have been through your mother. It may have been your father. It may have been a teacher. It may have been a coach. I want you now, even as we go forth in prayer tonight, I want you to call out the names of those people and say, I forgive you. I forgive you. And I renounce the word curse over my life, that I am fat, or I am unworthy, or I'm not beautiful, or I'm not good looking, or I'm not worthy to be married, or I will never be happy. Whatever the enemy has told you, I want you to dismantle the lie right now, in every evil transfer and every word that has been spoken, every word curse that you've even spoken over your own life. And I want you to take a moment as the Holy Spirit is bringing these people, these thoughts, these past situations, to bring them to your remembrance right now. He might be digging down deep. He might be uprooting some things right now from childhood. You might be crying even now as we pray. You might be seeing and sensing and feeling upset and angry, like you want to fight, or like you're upset, or you just want to just cry because you're remembering the things that people said. Maybe you were picked last for soccer, or picked last and no one wanted to be friends with you. Maybe it was your own sister or your own brother that said things, to evil things to you, that made you believe that you were lesser than what God has spoken, than what God has said. Say to them right now, aloud, by proxy, I am saying to you, I am sorry, in Jesus' name. By proxy, I stand in the gap as an intercessor, as a mediator, as an ambassador of Christ Jesus. And I say in proxy, by proxy, I am sorry. If you are still waiting on an apology from someone, from something that they said or something that they did, say, I by proxy, I will stand in the gap tonight, and I'm standing in the place of your mother, your father, your sister, your cousin, your best friend, somebody from the past, one of your old teacher, an old coach, and I'm saying, and I want you to say back to me, as I say, I'm sorry, I want you to say back to me, I forgive you. I forgive you. I am a representation tonight of the person and of the persons that hurt you, that disappointed you, that betrayed you, that lied to you, that spoke evil words against you. And I'm saying tonight, I'm standing in the gap, and I'm saying to you tonight, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am sorry. And I want you to say back to me, I forgive you. And say it like you mean it. Whoever God is positioned and put into your mind as you're saying, I forgive you, I want you to imagine in your mind. I want you to imagine in your mind that you're saying to that person, pretend like I'm your mother, cousin, sister, sibling, whatever, and see in the spirit. See in the spirit and say, I forgive you. And let's not forget forgiving yourself. Maybe there are some things that you are saying, thinking, remembering things that you forgot that the Holy Spirit is bringing to your attention right now. And it might be you. It might be you. It might not have been your mother, father, cousin, sister, sibling. It might have been none of the above. And you're now remembering some ill-spoken words, some things that you said to another, some things that you swore. I will never do this again. I will never allow anybody to get close to me again. I will never do this. I will never do that. Or maybe you said something against someone else through your own offense. Maybe your own offense has put you in a position to be so hard-hearted and for your mind to be so closed off to any opportunity of forgiveness, of being able to reestablish or be renewed in your mind, to be restored and reconciled back to God. If that is you and you're the one that actually spoke the offense, or you're the one that has spoken against yourself, I want you to now say, I forgive me. I forgive myself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for not extending grace to yourself. Forgive yourself in the name of Jesus. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Thank you, Father. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. We loose the blood of Jesus tonight. We loose the blood of Jesus and we speak the word of salvation tonight into your life. We speak the word of salvation into your life in the name of Jesus. We reject any evil counsel that was designed to destroy your destiny. Every single evil impartation that was designed to destroy your destiny and your future, we reject it now in the name of Jesus. Every single demonic mark that has been placed on your back, every demonic mark that has been marked in your family, in the name of Jesus, we reject it and we reverse it and we erase it by force. We erase every demonic mark in the realm of the spirit today by force in Jesus' mighty name. In every inherited curse, every inherited curse and covenant that is taking you, I command and demand that every evil covenant and curse, that it break, that it be broken, and that it expire right now in the name of Jesus. For every word curse that you have spoken over your life and every word curse that has been spoken against your life, I cancel it now and I nullify every word curse and every curse word and every generational curse that has opened the door to the enemy to rule, to reign, and to take root in your life in the name of Jesus. Every single inherited generational blockage in Jesus' name, I demand and command right now by fire and by force that it be loosed, that it leave your life in the name of Jesus. Let every curse that was issued upon you, upon your children, upon your future generations, by anyone alive, living, dead, in the name of Jesus, I command and demand that every single curse that was issued, passed down, that it expire now by fire and by force in the name of Jesus. I cast out demons that will come to destroy you in Jesus' name, that will come to destroy your destiny from your life right now in the name of Jesus. I call up and I command and demand that every demonic power, entity, system, business, organization, and regardless of your ranking and your authority, under the sound of my voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I command that you come up, that you come out, that you go into the abyss right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that every initiation, that every blood contract, that every written contract, that every verbal contract in the name of Jesus that has taken place in your dream life, in your conscious states of mind, in your unconscious states of mind, in the name of Jesus, wherever it has entered in your mind, in the name of Jesus, that every initiation, that it be reversed, that it be rejected, that it be cast down, that it be
be broke down, that it be dismantled and destroyed in the name of Jesus. I terminate the Lamantoko Rapantoya. I terminate right now all demonic activity that is going on in your life. All the demonic activity that is going on in your household, all the demonic activity that is happening in your marriage, at your job, in the name of Jesus, I command right now that it cease from its existence in your life, in the name of Jesus. I come against every evil dream that was designed to enslave you. I come against every demonic and evil dream that has come to arrest you, to form covenant with you, and to make initiations with you in your dreams. In the name of Jesus, I command and demand that the fire of God be loose right now into tonight's prayer. Be loose into the minds of your spouse, your husband, your wife, your children, your future children, your future spouse. In the name of Jesus, I command right now that every evil sacrifice that was offered to an altar, to an evil altar in your life that has been erected against you, in the name of Jesus, I command and demand that every altar be broken and burned to the ground by the fire of God. And I command that every evil deed, every evil title, every evil exchange right now that is taking place illegally in the realm of the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I command and demand that every evil oath, that every evil vow, that every evil contract, that it be destroyed right now, that it be frustrated and canceled, that it cease to exist right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, deliver us, oh God. Oh Lord, free us and set the captives free. Oh Lord, we pray, Father, that the will of our Father take place. We pray, oh Lord, from the four corners of the earth, that all of the angels that are assigned to my life, every angel assigned to Tuesday night prayer with Tina, every angel assigned to Flawed and Free, every angel assigned to your household, to your mother, to your father, to your future, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you will go wherever Jesus Christ sends you, and that you will contend with everything that's contending with us. In the name of Jesus, I come against any strange fire in your life, any strange characters in your life, any monitoring and messenger spirits that have caused themselves and cloaked themselves as angels of light, in the name of Jesus, to deceive you, to gather and to carry and to collect intel back to the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the fire of the living God to terminate you, to destroy you by fire and by force. I nullify right now every divorce decree and every marriage decree. I nullify them right now, that a spiritual marriage has taken place in your life that has taken hold of your mind through some secret marriage, through some of you that may have been born into witchcraft unknowingly, and you have been dedicated to an evil altar unaware to you. In Jesus' name, I destroy those contracts and I nullify every evil marriage and every evil spirit marriage that was prepared to trap you, that was prepared to ensnare you, that was prepared to bring your children to utter destruction and despair, that was prepared to bring forth a delay of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I send forth the fire of the living God to consume every illegal marriage, every illegal spirit marriage, every illegal spirit family, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the fire of God, to consume every single spirit spouse right now in the name of Jesus that has kept you stuck in the past, with an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend, an old situation, ship, or whatever you want to call it, that has kept you bound in your mind. You have not been able to move forward and to prepare yourself for marriage. You have not been able to move forward and to receive godly relationships and divine destiny helpers in your life because you are still tied and soul tied to someone from your past. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now that every single spirit spouse and spirit marriage and soul tie from your past, that it leave you now, that it loose your life. And I loose fire. Fire of the living God, consume them now. Consume them now. Issue divorce decrees in the realm of the spirit. Take those rings off of your hands in the name of Jesus. Then I command that you be loose right now. I command that you be loose right now as God prepares you for the man of God, as God prepares you for the woman of God, as God prepares you for your next. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer be tied. You will no longer be connected. I sever the silver cord from every astral projecting witch that is astral projected into your dreams in the name of Jesus and kept you connected, corded, and attached to someone and something or something that God has told you to let go of and to leave and to loose your life. In Jesus' name, I sever the soul tie. I sever the connection. I sever the cords in the name of Jesus. Ekantaro bata rampaya loto shoto kotoya lenti anamansa le tamankoto di anaman rombantande eleke rebanto sheleke banti alamanso rende kanto raba la kanto rambansi lentene alamanso rekanto rapakaya lotonti anamansa. I come against any evil influence that is luring you left, that is luring you down a path that God is not sending you. I resist you by force and by fire in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of obedience and righteousness in your life, in the name of Jesus, every single enemy that has caused you to be disobedient, in the name of Jesus, to the will, the way, and the word of God, I send fire to you now. I disgrace you in the name of Jesus. I waste every strange spirit in the name of Jesus that has vowed to waste your life. I come against every single leeching spirit that has come to steal your virtue, that has come to steal your hope, that has come to steal your peace of mind, that has caused you to toss to and fro at night, that has caused you to walk and stay awake in the midnight hours. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of insomnia. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of worry. In the name of Jesus, I disallow and I deliver you now from marrying your enemy, from becoming an enemy of God in Jesus' name through deception. In Jesus' name, I call forth the dissolution of those marriages, of those connections, of those relationships in the name of Jesus. And I loose the fire of the living God, every single root of sin in Jesus' name. I uproot every root right now in the name of Jesus. And I break and I destroy every tree that is born fruit of Satan, that has borne the fruit of Satan in the name of Jesus. I burn every demonic tree to the ground now in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of God arrest and take you into your next and destroy every path of evil and unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. I cast out every demon tonight that would seek to possess you, every demon that would seek to inherit your blessings from God that would seek to steal in the name of Jesus, that would cause you to move and sabotage God's destiny for your life. In the name of Jesus, I release every single listener, watcher, and follower, partner, and participant of tonight's prayer, and even those that will partner in the days to come, I release you from the evil prisons. The evil prisons, and I remove the shackles off of your hands and feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I release you in Jesus' name from every evil prison of your mind. For those that are in prison in their minds, in the name of Jesus, I loose you now from the prison of your mind. Spiritual and physical, both spiritual and physical, both spiritual and physical, in the name of Jesus, let every disease, let every sickness, and all premature death loose their hold from your life, from your future, from your spouse, from your mind. Every demonic hold over your mind that is keeping you back, that is keeping you down, that has kept you bound in your mind, in the name of Jesus, I loose it now. I break it now. I cancel it now. I nullify their plans in the name of Jesus. May the plans of the enemy, now I command that every plan, that every scheme, that every plot, that it dematerialize right now, and that it cease to exist or carry out any future hurt, harm, delay, destruction in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you honor, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God. We give you thanks, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 God bless you, Dreamer T. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May God bless you all tonight. As you continue to allow God to cover your mind, I cover you all in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Continue to petition his throne in Jesus' name and allow God to speak to your mind. Allow God to speak into your life and allow God to take precedence and priority in every area. Every single area, give it all to him. Give it all to him. Give it all to him. Don't leave anything to waste. Don't leave anything to waste. Give it all to him. And watch how your life turn around. Watch how your life change. Watch how God moves mightily, miraculously in your life. I thank each and every one of you for partnering with us tonight on Tuesday night prayer. The Holy Spirit had his way here tonight. If you are led to sow into this ministry, you may do so now. If you are led into sow into the victory of tonight's prayer, you can do so tonight. If you want to place a seed in the ground, believing by faith, assign your seed. Give God glory. Give God thanks. You can do so now at Cash App, $FlawedFree. Or you can go to theflawedandfree.com/give. If you want to give on our secure site, you can give through PayPal, through Tithely, and other areas. Or you can sow
through Zelle at info@theflawedandfree.com. If you feel led to sow a seed tonight into this ministry, it is always an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to pray with you guys. It is my pleasure, my honor, and my privilege to partner with the Holy Spirit and all of you in prayer to break the bonds of the enemy off of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank each and every one of you for the time you've taken to partner here. You could have been many of other places, but you chose to come here tonight to pray with us. So I thank you all. Thank you, Alana. Thank you, Essence. Yes. Yes. I see Essence third. She said, keep going. If you want to keep going, keep going. I'll definitely leave you to that. I will definitely leave you to that. The hour is up. You said already? Yeah, already. That hour does go fast, doesn't it? Maybe for some, maybe not for everybody. But this is our power hour. Tuesday night testimony. Tuesday night prayer. Tuesday night prayer. God bless you. May God bless you. I'll see you all next week. Same time, same place, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, Tanisha, for the replenishment and the refill. I do be needing to breathe a bit after these prayers. I really do. Brianna, I love you. Hi. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. Oh, can't wait for June the 8th. Yes. For those that don't know, we're having a 12-hour prayer-a-thon. How could I forget that? We're having a 12-hour prayer-a-thon, and we're petitioning breakthrough, deliverance, healing, prophecy. I have a whole host of intercessors from everywhere that will be partnering with me in prayer on June the 8th. It's a Saturday, and it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are going to be praying for 12 hours straight. For 12 hours, we are going to be praying the will of God. We're going to be praying blessings and breakthrough. We're going to be destroying and dismantling the kingdom of darkness in Jesus' name. So if you join my Esther fast at the top of the year, it's going to be something like that, 12 hours straight, 12 hours straight. So this is our mid-year blessings and breakthrough to kind of give us some new speed, some help us with this momentum to get from June to December till it's time for y'all to see me again in January for the Esther fast for 3 days. Our Esther fast is 3 days. If you're watching from YouTube, the recordings are actually on our YouTube channel under the Esther fast if you want to go check that out. But our prayer, 12 hours of prayer, we are going to be prophesying, we're going to be doing some deliverance, some healing, all of that. So please come. We'll be fasting that day as well. We'll be fasting as we pray. So from 6 to 6, if you feel led to join us in prayer and fasting, we will be doing so. Yes, 12 hours. We going in, y'all. It's time. There's no time to waste. There is no time to waste. So there's going to be some very powerful intercessors that are going to be partnering with me as I host this 12-hour prayer-a-thon event, and it's going to be full of fire. It's going to be full of power. So if you want some healing, some deliverance, we're going to be moving in the prophetic. We're going to let the Holy Spirit just have a Holy Ghost good time, because that's what we do here at Flawed and Free. This is His place. This is His stuff. Hello, Elizabeth Hawker. Bree, how are you? Holly, how are you? So yes, if you feel led to join us, please, 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 please join us on the 12-hour prayer-a-thon, because it's going to be lit with the fire of God. I'm telling you, you cannot leave this place after 12 hours of prayer not changed, not healed, not made whole, not delivered and set free. Something wrong if you come here. Something wrong if you come here and you get that much prayer and nothing happens. It just can't happen. So yes, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you June the 8th. We'll put it up one more time. June the 8th from 6 a.m. That's 6 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's on YouTube and Facebook. So you don't need to register. You don't need to sign up. You just need to show up and bring some people with you. Tag some friends into the prayer and share it on your platform so people know that it's going on. And jump in as you feel led. I'm excited. In just a few weeks, we're going to be praying the house down. Y'all know this is a house of prayer here at Flawed and Free. This is what we do. Yes, Keisha, don't meet me there. Beat me there. That part. Glory be to God. So thank you for joining tonight. And I'll see all of you. Make sure you are in the house because we're going to be there live and in living color. We are going to be there breaking through. So come get your breakthrough. Come see Jesus. We coming to see Jesus. Yes, come see Jesus. Hi, Rose. That's okay. That's okay. Glory be to God. So God bless you. I love you all. May God keep you. May God cover you all the days of your life. And good night. Good night.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.